For anyone with a heart set on following Jesus, there's a tension between the direction that our culture calls us in and the direction that Christ calls us in. The two are very rarely the same. So what do you do with that? Well, here's what I think most of us do. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Have you ever looked back at old photos of yourself, you know, when you were growing up and thought, surely I never dressed like that? Women, those cork platform shoes or the white boots that went up to your knees or that burnt orange miniskirt. And come on, guys, those purple flares, those long sideburns or maybe it was that big droopy mustache. It's funny how times move on. Fashions and ideas change. It's out with the old and in with the new. In fact, that's what makes our economy go round. Record players, cassette players, CD players, DVD players, MP3 players. That old notion of sitting down to dinner as a family, going to church, old-style religion. Old-style religion. I remember how hard those pews were. Definitely turf all of those out. But have we perhaps thrown the baby out with the bathwater? Have we become so immersed in the ways of this world, in what our culture tells us is true, that we've lost our ability to discern the truth, to live our lives counterculturally for Christ? Mark chapter 7, verses 6 to 8, Jesus answered, "You're all hypocrites. Isaiah was right when he wrote these words from God about you. These people honor me with their words, but I'm not really important to them. Their worship of me is worthless. The things they teach are only human rules. You've stopped following God's commands, preferring instead the man-made rules that you got from others." If you believe in Jesus, you're not called to follow the culture. You're called to follow Christ. And that's God's word, fresh for you today. And you know, it's only when we receive God's word into our hearts, it's only when we listen to him speak, that we end up following Jesus rather than chasing after the things of this world. That's why you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is christianityworks.com.